Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, Laura McLean here with Run Mama Run. I'm so glad you are here to hear the rest of this strategy podcast. This is really great. I've got some really wonderful feedback from my guide about the 7 strategies to keep you motivated and running strong this winter. I had somebody email me about this guide yesterday, and she said she absolutely loved it. And all of the 7, actually there's a bonus, 8 tips resonated with her. And if we have time at the end of this podcast, I will share a little bit more with you about her concern, though, about this winter and her being sick recently and that sort of thing. So I want to specifically address how to use some of these motivation strategies when you're making a comeback from being sick or being injured or something like that, because they can really be helpful for that too. And I hope it is helpful for her, the gal who wrote in. So let's go ahead and get started. In part 1, we talked about the first 3 things that are on the guide to motivate you, hopefully, to get you out there and going this winter. As I mentioned before, I love winter running, and I think it's because, you know, the challenging parts of running are what really makes it wonderful for me. It's not about just putting one foot in front of the other. For some reason, I'm one of those weirdos who likes to have challenges, and if it's cold, it's challenging. If it's hilly, it's challenging. If it's long, it's challenging. If I'm alone, it's challenging. Running is challenging. I see a pattern. But really, I love it because nature is just really in full force. Now, I'm lucky. I do not live in a place where it's extreme snowstorms and below zero temperatures for the most part, although it gets down there sometimes. I live in a place in Eugene, Oregon, where it boasts 7 months of rain most of the time. So I do live in this sort of, you know, rain cloud for many months of the year, and that can get really tiring and lonely for people too, just the idea of being out there in the rain, in the chilly rain, freezing rain, things like that, month after month. But I love it, I have to say. I'm not tired of it yet. And so I feel like I have, you know, created a lot of things for myself and my friends to help keep us motivated and keep us out there. So the first 3 strategies we talked about in the first show that I hope you listened to in the previous episode is, number 1, take friends with you. And the twist on this is to take friends who take it seriously. So if you're going to, you know, enlist your buddies to keep you motivated and keep you accountable out there, that will really do that. I know that sounds kind of hardcore, but I've had friends just be, you know, super slackers and just cancel on me all the time. And that just really doesn't work. You need somebody who is really into at least the motivation part. If they're not into running in inclement weather every single time, you can really help each other with that. The other thing you can do with a friend is have them take another challenge with you. The second thing on the list we talked about last time was racing, but with a twist, mix it up, do something different. The third thing we talked about is cross training. 2 things about that: do it for reals, put it on your calendar, and also take the extra time to do a new core strengthening activity and or stretching activity. It will really keep you ahead of the game come springtime. The other thing we talked about was nailing the prep. And I kind of went through this really quickly on the last episode. There's a long list of things you can do on the cheat sheet. You can probably even add more things to this list. But like I said, the secret formula is you can sleep in a minute longer for every minute you spend prepping the night before. I am like a crazy person on this prep routine. I'm like mixing soup on the stove, go charge the watch, set the table, you know, prep my coffee pot and set it for programming the night before while I'm trying to, you know, we're multitaskers. We can totally handle this. You don't have to take a half an hour to go prep your stuff. Just when you think about it throughout the day or even the morning before, start making that little pile of things you need so it is so ready the next morning or in the evening when you get out there to take your run. Okay, so that was quickly what we talked about. There's more information on the first episode about it. And, of course, you can get all of it on the cheat sheet for this episode. It includes every single detail and more. You can get it at runmamarun.com/winter to download that for yourself. Okay, number 5 is use a mantra, okay? you know, habits take a while to become real change in our lives. You know, in order for a new habit to stick, you have to walk yourself through the change every day until it becomes part of you, until it becomes beyond a habit where it's just part of what you do and who you are. Now, a lot of, you know, successful people, a lot of, you know, seemingly peaceful and happy people say that they use mantras for a lot of things. And I highly recommend them. I'm always telling my kids that, you know, thoughts are things. Tell yourself something positive and you will do something positive. It sounds hokey, it sounds corny and woo-woo sometimes, but it really does work. Just like you do this for your kiddos, if you're a mama, take yourself gently by the hand and lead yourself through the hard stuff, like cold mornings, being tired, end-of-day evenings that beg you not to run. Start with the right words, and it will make all the difference for you. Thoughts are really powerful. So if you wake up and start with, oh, crap, I hate getting up. Oh, my gosh, it is so cold. What am I doing? I am insane. Those images are really powerful messages that you're sending to your mind, your spirit, and your body. There's nothing about my body that wants to get up if I just told myself, oh, my gosh, you're totally nutso. You are not getting up to run in this rain right now. My body's already asleep before I finish that sentence to myself, right? Okay. So to make a new habit, pick a new mantra. Something powerful, something simple, short, like runners run, stay strong, run the day. You know, those things that people shout at you during races that are really motivated? Do that. Do one of those because your brain will wake up a little more. Your body will be like, what? What is happening? Now, here's a little trick that I have done, and I don't know, this is kind of embarrassing, but it really actually worked for me. So if you have a hard time, you know, if you just sort of roll your eyes at yourself, like, yeah, I'm going to make a mantra and I'm going to tell myself something positive in the morning. Some of you are like, oh, I'm all over that. I'm totally doing that. I already do that. But sometimes the little cynic in you will be like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So here, have something set up that does it for you. This is one of the brilliant things about your smartphone. They don't call it smart for nothing. Sometimes my phone is actually smarter than me. So what I have done, and it's actually kind of fun, is set your alarm message. I use my phone for my alarm. And what I do is, you know, you can set a little message. You can set the title of the alarm that's going off. So if I'm setting my alarm for 4:45, I know that's nutso time, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever is early for you, set your alarm message or the title of your alarm to be something positive, something funny, something that you'll look at and turn off the alarm and just be like, yep, I am up. I am going to seize the day, right? So because I'm one of those little cynic people, I used to set it to say something like, get the heck up. And I might have even done a little stronger version of that, because it made me laugh every day, right? So I would set the alarm, and it would go off, and I would go to turn it off, and I'd be so sleepy, I wouldn't remember that I've set this message for myself, and it says, get the heck up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. It made me laugh, and laughing filled my day with a thought that was instantly positive. Now, of course, you're probably going to want to change this little message periodically because, it, you know, new things really wake us up to and really give us that little jolt. So use a mantra. Pick something that will actually work for you, that is simple. Write it down a few times. Put it on a sticky note by your bed. Put it on a sticky note on your phone. Or go ahead and program it right into your alarm, your message that is going to appear. It's fun to do. It's a little treat for yourself to have something positive to wake up to. The sixth thing that I want to talk about is it's a little twist on motivation, okay? So it's a little deep. You got to stay with me on this. At first, it sounds like, oh, awesome, a way out, an excuse. Yay, I need one of those. But there's a trick to it that will keep you motivated. Okay, number six is make a bailout punch card, but with only 3 boxes. So here's how it works. Stay with me. So we're all busy people, right? We need sleep, like we need food and water and chocolate, and for me, cheese, right? If you know me, you know that my uber one weakness is cheese. Sometimes we really need to sleep instead of run, like actual physical need, right? It's not about motivation. It's about burnout. It's about I'm exhausted. The secret, though, to not snoozing too often is to create a bailout punch card for yourself. And here's how it works. Super easy. Grab a yellow sticky, a piece of scrap paper, nothing fancy, and write the name of the month on it. Do you write October, November, whatever? Draw three little boxes on the paper under the month name. If you wake up one morning and hit your alarm and you really need to go back to sleep, you need to ask yourself first if you're going to use one of those punches on your little punch card. On a scale of 1 to 5, how much do I really need to sleep? So, for example, a number 1 means you're good to go. You seriously should get your butt out of bed and get on down the road, right? Okay, I had a pretty good sleep. I'm good for the day. I should really get up. I will not use one of those little boxes on my bailout punch card. A 5, though, on a scale of 1 to 5, means I am exhausted. I really need to sleep. For example, I was up with a kiddo 3 times who, you know, insert random kid reason. They were sick. They needed water 42 times. They crawled in my bed and kicked me half the night. They needed help late with their homework. Or you stayed up doing some chore, so you decided to go on a, you know, laundry folding marathon. You worked late. You brought work home. You had to discuss the budget with your partner, whatever it is. Or it's actually a blizzard out, like for reals, right? Okay, so these are some of the reasons that you might, or you're injured. You know, let's not forget, if you've got a serious thing bugging you and you need to just chill, and your body is saying, you know, you have this injury and you really need to chill. That's almost something else beyond this number 6 motivation, but that could be on there too. So if you pick sleep, punch one of those little boxes on your bailout punch card. If you make it through the month with 3 or fewer punches, then babe, you need to go reward yourself with a little treat of your choice, okay? So the bonus reward, of course, is if there are fewer punches at the end of the month, you are a stronger runner. That is awesome. So the bailout punch card, it's for keeping it real, okay? But you really need to measure how many times you need to use it by asking yourself on a scale of 1 to 5, how badly do I need to sleep, okay? And then that will tell you if you need to use that punch card. And it will keep you motivated, because if you wake up and you're like, I think it's a motivation issue. I'm just like not really wanting to get up. I know I really slept great. Okay. It's not worth, you know, punching that box. I'm going to keep that for a day that I really actually need to sleep. So that's how you use that. Number 7 on our strategies to stay motivated is something super simple. And I hinted at it earlier when I was talking about I love running in the elements, and I do love running in the winter. I ran the other day because it was raining. I'm like, I got to go. It's just starting to rain. It's just starting to get winter. It's so beautiful to run in the rain, especially when it's still a little bit warm out. Number 7 is that simple. Just go outside. Now, when you go outside, I want you to take the Wayback Machine with you so you can insert, you know, woo-woo elevator music. Sometimes we just forget how magical being outside can be. So pour the cup of coffee, wrap your robe around you, and step outside for a minute and take a deep breath. If you're up early, look for the moon, listen for a bird. If you're an evening runner, check the breeze, look at the sun dipping down in the sky. Remember why you're a runner. Remember why you pick fitness and adventure. Remember why you explore the world step by step in your sport. Take a quick trip down memory lane and remember that. That will oftentimes, almost every single time, get me out the door. You will be a smarter and stronger runner the next day. So take the Wayback Machine, look at yourself in the past, remember that you're strong. The bonus motivation tip is to shout it from the mountaintops, right? Tell somebody about what you want to do, what your goals are. Tell me. So go to runmamarun.com. Contact and shoot me a note about it. Don't forget to download your cheat sheet at runmamarun.com/winter. I hope one of these has resonated with you. And thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you soon.